Yeah, massive day this Saturday. State election looming, where our Premier Mike Baird is up against Labor's Luke Foley. And I'm happy to say, boys, that we have the member for Manly with us today, Premier Mike Baird. Welcome to the Grill Team.
Well, thank you. Thank you, guys. Great to be here.
Firstly, off the top, we said to our listeners about 7:30 this morning, if you have a question for you, the Premier, can you give us a buzz? And 8 out of 10 calls we had to do with poles and wires. Why are so many people perplexed about it, and what are the benefits about the scheme that you have in mind?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the reason that people are perplexed is the scare campaign that's been run. And so everyone's looking at these ads saying, well, what does that mean? And the truth is very different. So we're not selling anything. We're leasing. We're leasing 49%. We then take those proceeds. We get a rent for that. We take that up front, and we go and invest in new assets, of which we also own. So we own both assets. All the experience shows when the private sector's come in, it actually puts downward pressure on prices. We get to build the school and the road and the rail that we desperately need. So the second harbour rail crossing, why is that important? Well, we build that, and what it'll give an extra capacity for an extra 100,000 commuters an hour. So we get much more capacity in our rail network. It's a huge project, expensive project. And in the same time, it grows the economy. Over 100,000 jobs that come into the economy on the back of it. So it's a win all the way around. I can understand people being perplexed given the scare campaign that's been run.
I suppose people who are employed in that industry might be a bit nervous. But why do you think Labor are building their whole campaign around this policy?
Well, because they've got nothing else. I mean, they don't want to run on their record. You know, they've got no sort of plan for the future, and they're just running on a scare campaign. And I think the people of the state are smarter than that. I think they can see through it, but people want to know the difference you're going to make to their lives. And, you know, we're promising to build the hospitals, the rail, the roads that make a difference. And we know that makes a difference to people's lives. And, you know, that's what we're running on. And I think people can see. You know, for 16 years, we saw nothing. Remember that? We used to stand there waiting for the infrastructure to be built with nothing. There were promises never delivered. It's because the money never went with it. And they can see that we've started things like the Northwest Rail Link. We've completed the Southwest Rail Link. You look out here in the sea, there's cranes in the sky. And that's what we want to keep doing.
People these days, Premiers, you know, they're time poor to start with, and there's nothing worse, as you said before, sitting in traffic or waiting for a train or waiting for your bus. But just, you know, a lot of our listeners on the M4, the M2, the M5, the M7, it just goes on and on and on. That problem, that gridlock we have in Sydney, that is just so difficult to get around, and we are putting infrastructure in place. But given the fact that, you know, the western suburbs in particular in our city is growing so quickly as far as population is concerned, is it enough?
Well, I mean, our plan, I mean, that's the thing. By doing what we're doing with a lease, we've finally got the capacity to make that huge leap forward. You know, so rather than trying to retrofit everything, we actually get ahead of the growth. And so if we are given the privilege of continuing post-Saturday, at the end, in 2019, the M4 will be done, the M5 will be done, and people's travel times will be massively improved. And as we're doing that, we're getting underway with that second harbour rail crossing. So at the same time, we're improving the roads and the rail, and that's what you need. You need those to go together, and that's what we're doing.
Okay, vastly different problem.
Yes.
Totally different, which is, you know, it's really, I mean, we never thought 20 years ago we'd be talking about this in Sydney. Terrorism. And it's becoming more into the public consciousness and certainly with good reason. Now, this is one item on the agenda that you and Labor both see eye to eye on, thank God. But the Greens, they're still in denial. Why is that?
Well, I can't answer for the Greens. There's lots of questions I'd like to ask them. And on this issue, it's ridiculous. I mean, and I think that what we've seen, you're right, there has been this escalation in obviously the terror threat's gone up. We've seen our police do some incredible work, and I think all of us, we should be very proud of what our men and women in blue do. I mean, on a daily basis, I couldn't be prouder, and I've seen them up close in some of the worst situations you could imagine, and I'm proud in every single one of them. And as a community, we should take great confidence that they're doing everything possible to keep us safe, and we are seeing that a lot in terms of activity. I mean, as part of the you know, this role, I obviously have a lot to do in terms of counterterrorism, and I am seeing both police and their engagement with the federal authorities on what they're doing, and their work is first class. But you're right, in a political context, I mean, everyone should be signed up to this. And you know, hats off to Labor in this state. They have done a bipartisan approach on that, and, you know, they've given all the support needed.
We are going to take a quick break and come back more with Mike Baird shortly. And we just want to let everyone know as well, we did invite Mike's opponent, Luke Foley, on the show. He wasn't available at any of the times that we had for him. So, yeah, in the interest of fairness, we wanted to speak to everyone.
Yeah, we did.
More with Premier Mike Baird coming up next on The Grill Team.